Morning went great. Just as planned, we had planned on jogging them 2 miles, and God, I know it's like a broken record here, but great energy, and he looked great. You know, we're just looking for him to continue what he's been doing here since he's been in Baltimore, and just keep his appetite up and stay injury free and stay loose. So very happy.
There seems to be a...
There's Satire, who's cheating on us with a Simon Callahan horse.
I don't know what that's about. He's freelancing. But, no, it was a really good morning. Sorry.
Seems to be like a little bit of a friendly rivalry now with Exaggerator's camp. Just talk a little bit about that.
Well, I have a ton of respect for Keith and Kent DeSorma. They're great horsemen. And obviously, with Keith now in Southern California, we're around each other a lot, and Keith is very, both the DeSormas are very competitive, and the two horses are, both Nyquist and Exaggerator are top horses, and we have a lot of respect for Exaggerator.
You didn't have to hide in a bush today because they were on the track at the same time.
Yeah, we got to see him jog. He looked great. I thought he looked really strong and good energy as well, so main thing, Nyquist looks great. He's giving off great vibes and just eager for Saturday to come. Okay, tip your waiters on the way out.
How much does he like the track, though? He looked like he was playful this morning.
Both Johnny and Jack, who's on the ponies, commented that, you know, they felt great and the track was in great shape. You know, it looked like when he saw some people along the rail there, he kind of wanted to gallop a little bit and show off a little bit. But he was hitting on all fours, which is what we're looking for, watching him jog. And he went around a full 2 times, and, you know, he couldn't blow out a match when he came back. So he's fit and happy and ready.
What about, you're going to saddle inside?
If we're going to saddle inside, just with the theory that, you know, we saddle the horses in the stall every day. So sometimes saddling them in the wide open, you know, they can just get a little bit looking around and not paying attention. So we'll saddle them in the downstairs paddock there, whatever, and then come out on the grass is the plan.
Looking ahead to the draw tonight, how much does having a horse who's this versatile kind of take the stress out of that, of not having to maybe worry as much about where he ends up?
It is. I think having the gait speed that Nyquist has and just the continuity of Mario and Nyquist is so huge. So I do think the posts, you still don't, there's certain posts you don't really want, but I think no matter where he gets, as long as he leaves there running, Mario's got enough speed underneath him to put himself in a good position.
You're a West Coast bias now, and a 3-year-old with, you say both you and Exaggerator out on the West Coast and a couple other horses. Is it just a fluke, or is there something going on out there?
You know, I think it's probably goes in cycles, so probably the next 3 or 4 years it'll be East Coast horses. But, it's been a pretty good run of late for the West Coast horses. And the only thing I can link it to possibly is just the weather is more consistently good in Southern California. And, we're blessed to where we can stay at Santa Anita most of the year, where a lot of the East Coast connections have to move around a little bit. So, though at Saratoga, I don't think you have to move around, but... So I think it's just a good West Coast cycle right now.